This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Kathmandu is calm today after nearly 3 weeks of protests. Nepal's king yesterday bowed to the demonstrators' demands and announced that the parliament would be reinstated. The country's alliance of opposition parties called off today's mass protest. It was expected to be the largest to date. Instead, tens of thousands participated in a victory rally from the capital. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Kathmandu is bustling again. Taxis and buses are running. The streets are full of shoppers. More than 2 weeks of strikes, mass protests and bloodshed brought Nepal to a near standstill. That's now over. The king's decision, announced in a late-night national television address to reinstate Nepal's dissolved parliament, is being hailed as a victory by the alliance of seven parties that led the at times bloody pro-democracy campaign. They've now called the campaign off. Today, the king's words, made under intense international pressure, were welcomed on the streets of his capital, which has been under curfew for 5 days. Elena Gurum is a student.
I think that was a good move from the king and Jenny. I think it's a positive note after such a long time of disaster and stuff like that. We all are positive towards the new move. Life has been stuck here, so.
Do you think this is the end of the problems with demonstrations and uprisings?
We are crossing our fingers. We really hope so it is, you know.
Surendra Marenda runs a vehicle rental company. Nepal's political crisis has been crippling business. He's now hoping life will look up.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Because, you know, now we get a full democracy, I think, you know.
A leather goods salesman, who gives his name only as Pratab, is also back in business today after days of earning nothing.
The curfew had completely put a halt to all the business transactions and all, and we really had to suffer a lot under the curfew. I've not been able to calculate how much we've lost during this 18 days bond or curfew time, but we haven't been able to pay the salary of our staff, and we've lost a lot.
But the way ahead is neither easy nor clear. Nepal's new parliament is expected to elect a body to write a new constitution. It'll be under pressure to ensure the king can never again seize autocratic powers and to take the army away from the palace's control. Some will want it to scrap the monarchy altogether. The political parties to whom the king has transferred power also have a bad reputation of their own based on their past record in office. Many Nepalese consider them corrupt and incompetent. Pratap says this time they'd better get it right.
The people want peace and stability in the country. It's now up to the leaders to quell the situation and control the situation in the street.
And on the street, opinions divided. Fierce arguments broke out today at the spot where many of the demonstrations against the king have been held. Thousands of people, some joyous, some disgruntled, gathered today. Among them, Sergeant Guru, a 24-year-old student.
What they have expected from the king, they got it. But what we have expected, what the people have expected, we aren't getting it yet now.
What they want is a republic, and he says they'll carry on protesting until they get it.
That is what we want. That is what the main thing we want. We Republican society we want.
There are other unsettled issues. One of the driving forces behind the mass protests in Nepal has been the public desire for a government that'll negotiate with the Maoists. The Maoists whose insurgency has claimed thousands of lives in the last decade. People want the Maoists brought into a pluralist democracy. But today, Nepal's Maoist insurgents reportedly rejected the king's move as a sham. Nepal's nightmare is receding, but it's too soon to say it's over. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Kathmandu.